The responsorial psalm today reminds us that the Lord takes delight in His people. Do you believe that, my brothers and sisters, that even when God disciplines us, when we are being reprimanded, He still delights in us? He doesn't take joy in punishing us, but He used those opportunities to invite us toward a deeper conversion, a deeper transformation, to return back to the truth, the way, and the life, to find life in Him. This is what the Lord is inviting us to do each and every day. In the gospel reading today, Herod was intrigued to know who Jesus is. And he thought that Jesus was yet another prophet or another messenger of God. But there's much more to Jesus Christ than the eyes. Jesus teaches us even until today what it means to be children of our Heavenly Father, so that through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we become more Christ-like, to imitate, to emulate, and to follow the way that He has set for us, to become more like Him each day. So that we find that joy in being children of God, to shed away, to let go of the things that enslave us, that lie to us, that manipulate us by the world, so that God delight in us and we delight in Him. My brothers and sisters, the call to conversion, the call to holiness, it not just for priests or for some people, is for each and every one of us by the virtue of our baptism. There is more to Christ than someone that we think as a revolutionary leader, as a political or social messiah, or as someone secular. There's more to Christ. He is the true Son of God. And with Him is the way, the truth, and the life. May we receive life from Him and to become more like Him through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, so we can be free to be who we are as beloveds and daughters of our Heavenly Father, as His disciples, and as instruments of the Holy Spirit.